This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Bihar's Deputy Chief Minister and BJP leader Samrat Chaudhary will take oath as new Chief Minister of the state this morning. The swearing-in ceremony scheduled to take place at Lok Bhavan in Patna at 11 a.m. He will be the first BJP leader to assume the top post in the state. Yesterday, Mr. Chaudhary met Governor Lieutenant General retired Syed Atta Hasnain at Lok Bhavan and staked his claim to form the government. He was unanimously elected as leader during the NDA Legislature Party meeting. The development comes following resignation of JDU President Nitish Kumar as Chief Minister of Bihar after his election to the Rajya Sabha recently. Election campaigning has intensified in West Bengal ahead of the assembly elections. Senior BJP leader, Union Home Minister Amit Shah, is scheduled to hold several public meetings in the state today. He will attend a rally at Lebong Ground in Darjeeling Town around noon, followed by a meeting at Rajganj of Jalpaiguri district. Later in the afternoon, Mr. Shah will join a rally at the Falakata Mill Road Ground in Alipurduar. He is also scheduled to join a public meeting at the Kalibadi RMC ground in Tufan Ganj in Cooch, Bihar. Earlier, senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi addressed poll rallies in Rai Ganj and Malda yesterday and criticized Trinamool Congress government for not fulfilling its promise of providing jobs to the state's youth. TMC President and West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee also held rallies at Howrah, Paschim Mednipur and Purba Mednipur districts yesterday. The death toll in boiler explosion incident at Singanterai of Chhattisgarh has risen to 13. The explosion occurred when a boiler tube exploded at the Vedant Limited power plant at Singanterai village of Sakti district yesterday. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief over the loss of lives in the mishap. He also announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from Prime Minister's National Relief Fund to the next of the kin of each deceased and 50,000 rupees to the injured. He also wished for the speedy recovery of the injured. Chief Minister Vishnu Dev Sai has also expressed grief over the incident and announced a compensation of 5 lakh rupees each to the kin of each deceased worker and 50,000 rupees to those injured. He also ordered the Commissioner of Bilaspur Division to conduct an inquiry into the tragedy. The district administration has ordered a separate magisterial probe into the accident. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a two-day visit to Maharashtra from today. The president will attend the second convocation ceremony of AIIMS Nagpur this morning. During the ceremony, degrees and gold medals will be conferred upon a total of 210 students. Later, she will be present at the valediction ceremony of the 78th batch of Indian Revenue Service Income Tax Officer Trainees at the National Academy of Direct Taxes, NADT, in Nagpur in the evening. The event marks the completion of the 16-month induction training program of 130 officer trainees of the 78th batch of IRS. The United States has indicated that talks with Iran could resume within days, while Israel and Lebanon have launched their first direct negotiations in decades, signaling parallel diplomatic efforts to ease escalating tensions across West Asia. U.S. President Donald Trump said negotiations between Washington and Tehran may restart in Pakistan within the next 2 days. In an interview, Mr. Trump said that something could be happening over the next 2 days and U.S. is more inclined to go there. Meanwhile, diplomatic activity has expanded to the Israel-Lebanon front. Lebanon and Israel held preliminary direct talks in Washington yesterday, hosted by U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio. In IPL cricket, Chennai Super Kings defeated Kolkata Knight Riders by 32 runs at M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai last night. Batting first, Chennai Super Kings posted 192 for 5 in their stipulated 20 overs, with Sanju Samson scoring 48, Deval Brevis adding 41, Ayush Mathre making a quick 38 off 17 balls. In reply, Kolkata Knight Riders struggled early and finished at 164-7. In today's fixture, Royal Challengers Bengaluru will take on Lucknow Super Giants at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.